Welcome to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Today's episode features real estate insights from Premier Sotheby's International Realty. Let's dive in. Welcome to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Just a quick heads up, this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by David Liberatore before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today, we're diving into one of Sarasota's most striking new luxury properties, 387 South Shore Drive in the Sapphire Shores neighborhood. David, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, this property is really something special. We're talking about a 2022-built contemporary estate, over 5,600 square feet, sitting on a half-acre lot in one of Sarasota's most established near-bay communities. Three bedrooms, four bathrooms, and here's the kicker, a five-car garage, which is honestly rare to find in this market segment.
Oh, wow. A five-car garage. That's not something you see every day in Sarasota. So this property is priced at $7.595 million. Walk me through what makes the layout so special, because from what I'm reading, it's not about packing in bedrooms, right?
Exactly. You know what I love about this home? It's designed for buyers who prioritize volume and open living over density. With only three bedrooms across 5,636 square feet, you're getting these oversized living areas, flexible spaces, and entertaining zones. The sight lines are long, the ceilings are tall. It's that clean, contemporary architectural language that really resonates in Sarasota's luxury market right now. And that 0.52-acre lot, that's notably large for the neighborhood, which means meaningful setbacks and actual outdoor living space.
I love that. So it's really about quality over quantity. Let's talk about Sapphire Shores itself. Where does this neighborhood sit, and who's typically drawn to it?
Great question. Sapphire Shores is positioned along Sarasota Bay, just north of downtown. You're close to the Ringling Museum area, the Arts and Cultural District, and yet you've got this low-density residential feel with larger home sites than you'd find in the more compact urban neighborhoods. It's attractive to buyers upgrading from condos or smaller lots who want that single family living, but don't want to sacrifice proximity to downtown's shops, restaurants, and cultural scene. Plus, the Gulf beaches, Siesta Key, Lido Key, they're just a short drive away.
So it's that sweet spot between being connected to the city and having that spacious, established neighborhood vibe. Now, one thing that really stands out to me is the new construction angle. Built in 2022, so modern systems, everything updated. How does that play into the pricing and buyer appeal?
You know, new construction at this price point and in this location is actually a useful benchmark for the broader Sarasota luxury market. Buyers are comparing this against other high-end inventory, waterfront condos, Barrier Island properties, established estates. What they get here is the certainty of modern systems, no surprises on inspections, and that clean, contemporary design that appeals to today's luxury buyer. Plus, the scale of the lot and that rare garage capacity, those aren't easy to replicate in an older home.
Right. So if someone's seriously considering this property, what should they be thinking about in terms of the neighborhood itself and what's nearby? I'm curious about the lifestyle angle.
Oh, there's a lot to explore. You've got dining options like Voco Sarasota by IHG, Tarpon Bay Grill and Tiki Bar, the old Salty Dog, all within a few miles. Shopping at St. Armand Circle, which is iconic in Sarasota. Parks and Recreation. Community Garden Bayou Oaks is nearby, Lime Lake Park, Save Our Seabirds, and medically, you're well-served with quality healthcare facilities close by. It's really a complete lifestyle proposition.
That's fantastic context. So for someone who wants to learn more about this specific property, the full listing, all the photos, floor plans, MLS details, where should they look?
They can check the show notes for the full listing link. We've got 50 photos, detailed floor plans, and the complete MLS information all available. And if they want to explore comparable properties or get a sense of how this fits into the broader Sarasota luxury market, there's additional context in the show notes as well, including information about other neighborhoods and luxury real estate trends in the area.
Perfect. David, this has been really insightful. 387 South Shore Drive is listed at $7.595 million, and it's a genuinely unique property. New construction, that rare garage capacity, and positioned in one of Sarasota's most established communities. Thanks so much for walking us through it.
Thanks for having me. It's a great property, and I'm excited to show it to the right buyer. Feel free to reach out if anyone wants to schedule a private showing or has questions.
Thanks for listening to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes. See you next time.